Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Alicia Healy shared how she ended up as a maid at Buckingham Palace, where she would wash royal toilets, clean sculptures, and even dance with Prince Philip. From the Mirror, Alicia saw an advert for a summer job at Balmoral Castle as a hospitality assistant. A few weeks later, she found herself being interviewed by the head housekeeper at Buckingham Palace. It was an informal interview, and she was keen to tell me that it wouldn't be all work and no play. There was a staff bar on the estate and Scottish dancers to attend. After the summer ended, she was offered a permanent job as a live-in housemaid, and the palace was excited that it would now be her office. Even with the early starts of 6:30 a.m., being able to be surrounded by priceless artworks was a perk of the job. It was, nevertheless, an element of the job that greatly compensated for the less glamorous aspects of my duties. To be able to dust an Antonia Canova sculpture one minute and clean a royal loo the next really is a tale of two jobs. At Windsor, Sandringham, and Balmoral, I was more of a traditional lady's maid, carrying out duties that had changed little since Queen Victoria's time. I felt a bit like a time traveller and relished the unique nature of the role. Deadline reports Lifetime's version of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's fallout with the royal family, Harry and Meghan escaping the palace, has a September premiere date and official trailer. The Drama Network's latest installment in the Harry and Meghan television movie franchise will premiere Monday, September 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex will be played by Jordan Dean and Sydney Morton. Harry and Meghan escaping the palace rehashes what drove Harry and Meghan away from the palace to make a future for themselves and their son Archie. The movie will detail Meghan's growing isolation and sadness, their disappointment that the firm was not defending them against the press's attacks, and Harry's fear that history would repeat itself and he would not be able to protect his wife and son from the same forces that may have contributed to his mother's untimely death. The film will examine the dynamics between Will and Harry, Kate and Harry with Will and Charles that lead to the ultimate break from the royal ties. Back in real life, royal correspondent Jonathan Scardotti says not to expect the brothers to start hanging out. It's perhaps unlikely that they're going to be spending what we would think of as quality family time together at Christmas and New Year's and birthdays. Just remember that the Queen hasn't met her latest great-granddaughter. It doesn't seem likely that she's going to anytime soon. She's barely seen Archie for quite a while, on a human family level, forgetting them being the royal family. There's already quite some frostiness and distance there. So I suspect if things can go well, then maybe they'll have the occasional meeting. But I don't think it seems very high on anyone's agenda. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Frogmore House will be opening to visitors in 2022. Frogmore House has been a royal residence since 1792, but is currently unoccupied. Per the Mirror, the Queen has never chosen to live there because when in Windsor, Berkshire, she stays at her own castle. Frogmore House gets its name from the abundance of frogs that inhabit the marshland around its extensive grounds. The property is now used as a public attraction, and the doors will open again in 2022 for visitors to admire the decadent interiors and incredible gardens. But the inside of the home is kept top secret as photographs are forbidden. Frogmore Cottage, which is located on the same estate, was granted by the Queen to be the official residence of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex before they moved to the US. My London News reminds us of the royal with the longest name, a name so long they say it sounds like it was made up by Americans. Edward, Duke of Windsor, better known as Edward VIII, the king who abdicated the throne in 1936, was named Prince Edward Albert Christian George Andrew Patrick David of York. The names were given to honour his father's late brother, Prince Albert, Victor, known as Eddie, Queen Victoria's late husband, Prince Albert, his great-grandfather, King Christian IX of Denmark, and the four patron saints of England, Scotland, Ireland, and Wales. As the first child of King George V and Queen Mary, then the Duke and Duchess of York, the prince was expected to one day become king, and his name was seen as a way to unite the four corners of the UK. Having a long name is something that the prince had in common with his mother. Queen Mary was christened as Princess Victoria, Mary, Augusta, Louise, Olga, Pauline, Claudine, Agnes. That's eight names to fit on a passport. Nowadays, however, it seems that this trend has been passed over. Many royals prefer to name their children with just two or three names, regardless of their height in the line of succession. And there you have it. Please follow us on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Hey, give us a review if you love the show. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.